You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
After years of discussion, Auckland Council's Planning and Policy Committee have approved zoning changes for the city centre, which will see taller buildings and increased development capacity within the Central Business District. Plan Change 78 sought to increase density and will see double height limits for most of the city centre, up to 20 stories, unlimited building height for a small section, and the removal of limitations on floor plans to attract investment into a wide variety of building types. With notification of this decision made tomorrow, the changes are expected to be included in the Auckland Unitary Plan to become operative in June this year. As well, consultation is currently open in relation to the Western Springs Speedway, of which Auckland Council voted in favour of eviction last year based on financial underperformance. The decision to keep the speedway, develop a new stadium, or explore new opportunities for the space has been a hot topic in public debate, with figures like former All Blacks Sir Brian Williams, Rich Lister Anna Mowbray, and her husband, former All Black Ali Williams, chiming into the discussion. I spoke with Councillor Shane Henderson this week about both of these topics, starting with the future of development in Auckland's central city. Auckland Council has accepted recommendations that will help deliver more homes, more businesses, and better access to the heart of Tāmaki Makaurau. What were some of the key drivers behind this decision?
Yeah, look, I think just as you said in the question, we've got to acknowledge that this will move the city centre forward and it will ultimately be a good thing. It does a lot of good things for the city centre. One of the drivers of the decision is to get more and more people living there, and that is extra consumers, that is also vibrancy for events and activities. There's a safety element to all that. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the more people we have living in the city centre, the better. I think that makes it a great place to live. The changes have brought that a little bit closer, but, you know, as I voted at the time, I don't think it went far enough personally.
Auckland Council has approved a zoning change for the city centre to allow unlimited building heights for a small section of the CBD and double height limits for the rest of the city centre. However, in an interview with RNZ, Coalition for More Homes spokesperson Scott Caldwell said limiting most of the city centre to 20 stories is too restrictive. How would you respond to this comment?
Yeah, Scott is 100% correct in this, in my view. And look, I don't see the sense in having an unlimited height on such a small area, because when you look at what they're doing all over the world, places like Vancouver, Copenhagen, they're allowing you know, higher buildings and train-linked neighbourhoods as of right, and that's normal. In our situation, we're still saying, you know, you can build next to places like brand new CRL stations, not very far from walking, and would have to downzone in some of these places because there's restricted heights. I don't understand why that is the case. If a developer can make it work, surely we should just build up and take advantage of the CRL.
This intensification plan, Change 78, has been in deliberation and consultation for several years now. Why has this proposal taken so long to actualise?
Well, there's probably a couple of reasons, but I think one of the main reasons is that politics plays a major factor. But also, look, there's a lot of detail that's involved, and a lot of people have worked very hard to get these things across the line. There's some real human hours of work behind all of this that takes so long to do. But going back to kind of the political element of this as well, is that there's plenty of politicians out there that would try and downzone things as much as they could and to restrict homes basically everywhere. And this is an attitude that I think we should be fighting against as a city. And that is kind of why I voted the way I did in the debate, is that, look, the city centre changes, for example, they do good things, but they're not far enough. I think that we should be looking at more housing where it makes sense along train lines and rapid transit stations. And that's a better planned city. That means less sprawl into the outer suburbs and food-growing land being built on, these things we don't have to deal with when we're actually zoning things properly and allowing building. So things take a long time because that is a complicated and political discussion that, you know, nearly everyone in Auckland will have an opinion on.
Do you have any concerns about how this plan of intensification will drive up construction or noise pollution in the city, or make the city more congested, or even inhibit aspirations to pedestrianise Queen Street?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I have no concerns at all about that. In fact, look, the way to tackle congestion is to allow more homes where people are studying, where people are working, where there are rapid transit nodes to get to where people want to go. And so that actually combats congestion. And it also supports the public transport network that we have and promotes that. That means better air quality. That means lower transport emissions, which affects climate change. So, you know, I think this kind of move, I would say that we're not going far enough rather than too far. I think these are fantastic moves. We need to be doing more of them.
Moving on to my next topic, this is something I've spoken about on City Councilling before, but the Western Springs Speedway versus Stadium thing seems to be quite ongoing. Why do you think this decision has caused such heated debate among the public?
Yeah, any time you talk about a stadium in Auckland, there is huge, huge feelings and huge debate about it. It seems to sort of touch Aucklanders. And, you know, every Aucklander has opinions about their stadiums, and they can be quite firmly held, shall we say. And, you know, Western Springs in particular, it's been used as a speedway track for, you know, nearly 100 years. And so there's some real nostalgia there for people. People have grown up watching cars on that track. So, you know, I can understand the depth of feeling. I really can. And so that's why this continues to bubble up and continues to be a big debating point.
In favour of the redevelopment of the space at Western Springs, Mayor Wayne Brown argues that the current speedway is a fiscal burden for taxpayers, saying that the council's proposal to relocate the speedway to Waikaraka Park would give it a much brighter future. You've talked a bit about the nostalgia of the space maybe, but why do you think this idea hasn't been accepted by stakeholders hoping to keep the speedway in Western Springs?
Well, it's kind of a debate that I don't, you know, it wouldn't be really appropriate for me to kind of wade into it too much because we're in the middle of a public consultation period and I'm focusing on listening rather than talking about the situation. So look, I just do want to plug to people that on the AK Have Your Say website, you can jump in and you can obviously have your say until the 15th of June around how you see the future of Western Springs Stadium. There's some proposals on the table, which is just briefly Auckland Arena, which is a bespoke 12 to 15K stadium with, you know, for football and for other sports and things like that primarily. Or the Western Springs Bowl proposal, which combines music, festival venue and kind of rugby club situation, or none of the above. That's an option there as well. So, you know, I just would use that opportunity to plug that. And so jump on AK Have Your Say and you share how you feel about that and we'll keep the conversation going.
Yes, thanks for sharing that. With the proposal to develop a Western Springs stadium, is that at all in coordination with the plans to redevelop Eden Park as Auckland's main stadium?
Oh, they're actually completely different processes. So they're completely different bespoke processes. So the Eden Park stuff, I'm all over, right? I've been doing that for a couple of years in terms of chairing that working group to come up with the options and then narrow them down. We landed that, and I'm actually kind of really proud of that, that we've been really clear as a city that the National Stadium, we have the option in front of us, and it's up to Eden Park to get the money together and start building. That's kind of our message there. So it's a completely different process to Western Springs, but at the same time, look, stadiums are things we've had to sort out for decades as a city. I'm actually quite glad that we're having these conversations, even though they're tough. We need to provide people with certainty.
Do you think that any of the proposals do well to balance the needs and wants of both the community and the importance of the space while also being economically justifiable? Or is there kind of, when it comes down to it, a need to prioritise either financial viability or community perspectives in this decision?
Yeah, it's a great question. So look, we've had presentations from both of the bidders in the Western Springs Stadium area, and look, I think they're both fantastic and really good options, but that's up to the public to tell us what they think is viable and what they think actually is a good option. But what I will say is that question around financial viability, to me as a decision maker, that's a huge, huge factor. So things have to wash their face. They have to make sense financially for the ratepayer. That is sort of my number one consideration. And then from there, let's let the public decide. It'll be a really interesting process.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.